Blog Talk Radio.
Life coach, and my website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. I use a modality called infinity healing to help people release the beliefs that are keeping them stuck in whatever they're experiencing in their lives, and to help them move forward and accept the truth of who they are, to accept that they are these wonderful, magnificent beings who are capable of anything and everything. And that the only person who's ever holding us back is ourselves. So this show is supposed to be about being nice. Oh, that brought up some stuff in me. Being nice is something that a lot of people were taught. I think women get taught this more than men. We are taught that we are to be nice, that we can get more out of people by being nice. And it's true that people are more willing to assist you when you are being nice, but we usually take it to the extreme. We usually become so incredibly nice that we're these nice little doormats for other people to wipe their feet on. And then we wonder why no one respects us. No one treats us like we actually have any value. Well, it's because we don't treat ourselves like we actually have any value. We're too busy being nice. So guidance wants us to know that there's nothing wrong with letting go of being nice, to actually be in integrity, to be authentic. And believe it or not, when you are in integrity and you are authentic, you are not this mean and cruel person. You're actually nice, but you're strong because you respect and honor yourself. So the next time you find yourself being nice and not paying attention to what it is you actually desire, what it is that's important to you, realize that you deserve what's right for you. You deserve to have abundant freedom, joy, love, whatever it is that you truly want. You deserve it. Okay, so now I'm going to move to a question that I got through an email. And the question is from a lovely lady in Arizona. And she says, I'm discouraged and scared because I do not find a job. In the last month, I've had 3 interviews. The last one about 2 weeks ago looked really good. I was told someone would call me in 2 days, and it has not happened. I'm highly educated with 2 master's degrees and 3 certificates, and I'm not being hired. What is the message from Spirit? Thanks for answering. Well, when I read your message, I was getting this overwhelming feeling of your despair, your desperation, and it's like nothing can get through that because it's become so incredibly strong. So the first thing they want us to do is to do some infinity healing so that we can clear out this negative vibe that you've got attached to you and open you up to actually receiving a job. Because right now, your energy would not allow a job in. So infinity healing is a method that I find extremely effective in releasing old beliefs and incorporating new beliefs that are actually for our highest good. And it's really simple. I say the words, whomever is wanting to have that energy or release those beliefs says yes. I tell you to take 3 breaths and the energy is started. The energy will continue to run until the core issue is released. People begin to feel a difference during the session, but once the session is over, the energy is going to continue to run. So you may find things coming up in your life, and a lot of people do this. They tell me that, oh my gosh, the next day I started feeling all of these feelings that I hadn't felt before, and that was just them releasing the things that we had cleared with the infinity healing, and those things were coming up. And so all you have to do is breathe and let them go. You don't have to analyze them. You don't have to worry about them. You don't have to hang on to them. They're just coming up. Go on out. So let them go. So I am now activating the infinity healing energy, and if you would like to receive it, just say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. So would you like an infinity healing to release the false belief that you are supposed to feel discouraged and scared because you can't find a job? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. 2 more. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that no one wants to hire you? If so, say yes. Yes. Take 3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you have worked so hard all of your life to get all of this education and no one is ever going to hire you? If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing your false belief that because no one seems to want to hire you, you are going to have to settle for any kind of job that you can find because that is how desperate you are? If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are not going to get a job? No one is going to hire you. If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you deserve a job? You deserve to find the job that is perfect for you and that pays what you need in order to live the lifestyle that you desire to live. If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you know in your heart what it is you desire to do, And that is the energy you are putting forth in the world. And that perfect job is attracted to you. It is coming to you just as you are moving towards it. And nothing can get in the way. And so say yes. Yes. Take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth? If you are discovering what it is you love and you are discovering what it is you want to do as far as having a job or career or whatever it is. And so it's all in process. It's just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth? That when you find that perfect job, you will know it. You will feel it. It will be yours. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth? That you are the one creating everything that you experience. And the more you allow yourself to feel what it is you feel when you have that perfect job, the faster you are attracting that perfect job into your life. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth? That God is on your side and that it is okay for you to be thankful and grateful for already having what you desire. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth? That you have changed your vibration. That you have elevated your vibration to one of achieving success in whatever it is you are wanting to do in your life. And this is who you are. If so, say yes. Yes. Take three nice deep breaths. Okay, now if you have some water, it'd be good for you to drink it now, and I'm going to drink some. And we drink the water just because it hydrates us and it allows all of this stuff to flow. And remember, if you have negative emotions coming up as a result of all this, just let them go. That's why they're coming up. You don't have to get worried about it or afraid. Just breathe and let it go. And the angels do have a message for you, so I'm going to let them talk to you now. And you'll know it's them because they'll call you beloved or dear one or some wonderful and endearing term. Because, beloved one, we do not want you to get discouraged. In fact, if you're feeling any discouragement at all, just let it go. Open the window and blow it out because you don't need it. You are deserving. You really are. We know that, and we think that you are beginning to know that. And the more you are in that energy of knowing that you are deserving, the easier it is for good things to come into your life. So do not be discouraged. We see that there are jobs out there for you. Jobs that are just tailor-made as you want to do. Allow yourself to know this truth. Allow yourself to be in this energy. And that allows these jobs to come to you. Because you really are, in every moment of your existence, attracting the things that you truly desire. And it's not just a matter of truly desiring this. And you also have to be willing to allow yourself to receive. And for so many people, that is the hang-up. They know what they want. They go out there looking for it. They even find it, but they don't allow themselves to receive it. So don't neglect that step. Open your heart. Allow your love to shine forth. Allow it to go out there. And that attracts to you the things that you love, the things that you desire. And when they come to you, say yes. Open your arms and embrace them. Allow them into your life. And when you do that, then nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for you. Know that we love you. Know that we are with you. And you can ask us anything at any time. If you find emotions coming up that you don't want to be in, ask us to help you to let them go, and we will. But you have to ask, because this is your life. These are your choices, and we respect that. We do not impose our will upon anyone. We are here for. So ask. And know that everything really is okay. It is working out fine. You are learning lessons. You are becoming a better person, despite what you may believe about all this. It really is for your highest good. And now you are raising yourself to a higher level. You are becoming the person who knows that she is the one creating what she is experiencing. And now you are actively, consciously choosing what you want to have in your life and receiving what is attracted to you. And don't forget to ask us anytime, any place, anything. We are always with you. You are always surrounded by love. Be well and be you. We love you. Okay, so that was the message they had for me. And I hope that all of that is changing your vibration. And of course, if you have any questions or anything, you can send me another email and I will be perfectly happy to answer it. Okay, so now we are going back to the discussion of being nice. You know, I was raised to be nice. I was always nice. You can always go to Barbara, she's so nice. In fact, any time that I got angry, people were really kind of startled because I was always so nice. And I realize now that being nice was actually holding me back. I mean, holding me back in so many ways because I was putting myself last. And nice people do that. They always make sure that everybody else is taken care of. Everybody else gets all the good stuff. Everybody else fire. And the nice people get the leftovers. And a lot of times the leftovers are kind of yucky. So I went through most of my life being nice. And I look back on it now and realize how it really kept me from living my own potential. I could have been so much more. I could have done so much more, but I wasn't focused on me. I was focused on everybody else. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I've become this horrible mean person, because I haven't. I'm still nice, but I'm not self-sacrificing. And that's what a lot of nice people are. So we're going to do some infinity healing work on being nice. I'm letting go of the need to be nice. So we are now activating the infinity healing. And if you would like to receive it, say yes. Yes. And just take a nice deep breath. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are supposed to be nice? If so, say yes. Yeah. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are required to be nice? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that God requires you to be nice? But if you are not nice, then you are not a good person. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false beliefs that if you are not nice, then people will not love you. They will not want to be around you. They will not like you. They will all run away from you. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that being nice means being a doormat and allowing people to step on you, to wipe their feet on you, to do whatever they need to, because you've got to take care of them first? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you always have to bend over backwards to meet the needs of others? So say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And just breathe a little bit. And so now we're going to incorporate some truth. And when we do these truths become your dominant thoughts, and it dissolves all of that other stuff that's not in alignment with the truth. So it's another way of releasing and incorporating, just like saying the releasing the false belief is a way of releasing, and then you are automatically incorporating the beliefs that are for your highest good. So either way you do it, it works. I just like to do a little bit of the letting go of the false and then the incorporating the truth, because I like the way it feels. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for accepting the true person? If so, say yes. Yes. Take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are worthy and deserving of receiving wonderful things in life? If so, say yes. Yes. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you do not need to prove your value in order to be valued? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you can have the things that you desire But there's absolutely no reason why you ever need to turn down the good things that come into your life. And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is safe for you to put yourself first, to make sure that your needs are being met first, to make sure that you get things that you desire instead of the leftovers from everybody else? So say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are a beloved child of God and God wants you to have whatever you desire and is always bringing you what is for your highest good? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, just breathe a little, drink some more water if you need to. And you may feel your energy is different. You might feel lighter, happier, more carefree than you were feeling before. And you might not feel any difference at all. Different people feel different things. Different people allow themselves to feel different things. So it's really a matter of what you are allowing in your life. You know, we ask for things to be different for us. And so our guides and angels all get together and start bringing us opportunities that will allow us to have a different experience. And a lot of times we don't accept them. We ignore them. And we say, this is too good to be true. I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm going to do this. We let those fears of being used get in the way. And it's so much easier if you just start asking your guidance. Ask them, you know, is this for me? Am I supposed to do this? And there are so many different ways that you can ask them and get the answers that they are trying to give to you. One way is to take your options, write them on pieces of paper, put the pieces of paper down on the floor, separate them, you know, by a few feet, and then go stand on the piece of paper and ask, is this the right thing for me? Paper, walk around just for a minute or two, and then go stand on one of the other pieces of paper and ask the question again, is this the right choice for me? If you do this, one of those pieces of paper will have the strongest feeling. And then you will know this is the one that's the best choice for you. You can also get yourself a pendulum. And you don't actually have to go out and buy a pendulum. You can use a necklace if you have one that has whatever is on the necklace needs to be heavy enough that it's actually going to have some weight to it. And I've done this with lots of my own necklaces, and I also have pendulums. And I have taught them that yes means going straight forward and backward, you're nodding your head. And no means going to the side. And then maybe means going in a circle. So when I have a question, I can pull out a pendulum and I can ask, you know, is this the right choice for me? Of course, you have to ask a yes or no question because it's the pendulum, and you only taught it to give you yes, no, and maybe. But I always, I have to laugh whenever I use the pendulum because they really do answer. And they are so funny to me because, you know, when I first used the pendulum, I had all these reservations about, okay, this is not really going to work, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But I learned with my pendulums, when I ask them a question, they answer, and once I get the answer, I tell the pendulum to stop, and it stops. So I know that it's actually communicating with me. But that's just another one of the ways that you can get answers to your questions. You can also just ask. You can do the automatic writing where you ask the question, you write it down on a piece of paper, and then you just wait for the answer to flow through you. And when it does, your hand will start writing, even though your brain didn't tell it to start writing. And that's your guidance. If you have questions about the automatic writing, there are instructions on my website that help you to make sure that you're connecting with the highest possible energy so that you are comfortable with the answer that you get. You can also ask for whomever it is that's flowing through you when you're doing the automatic writing to tell you their name, tell you who they are, you know, what they do, or whatever it is you want to know. You can always ask. And I have never had, you know, anyone who's channeling through me with the automatic writing or through what I'm saying, not something that I ask them. Or if I ask them who they are, they always tell me. They don't have a problem with that. They don't have the ego issues that we have. And so they're there for us. And that's really what they're there for. So if you are one of those people that thinks that you never make good decisions, that you never make good choices, start utilizing the resources that are there for you to make your choices. Allow your guides to guide you. They really do want to help you to have the most wonderful, incredible, magnificent life that you could possibly have. So start accepting that for you. And that means that you get to be who you really are. And that means that you just get to let your light shine. And the interesting thing about that is that you are automatically nice without having to force yourself to be nice. But you're also respectful of yourself, just like you're respectful of other people. And so people want to be around you because you have this beautiful energy that they feel when they're with you. So they're not with you because you're going to do something for them. They're with you because they like being with you. You know, we don't really think about it that way, but being nice, being super nice, is actually a way of manipulating other people. Because you're going to be just so incredibly nice. When you ask for something, they're going to feel so guilty if they don't do it because you're so nice. So you can see how you can actually use that to kind of manipulate others. And you don't need to manipulate others. You don't like it when other people manipulate you. So why would you need to manipulate them? It's time for us to start accepting the truth of who we are, the goodness within each and every one of us. And yes, there is goodness, no matter how the outward appearance might be. Everybody does have love within them. Everybody does have goodness within them. Everybody has God within them. So yes, that goodness is there. And you can live from that goodness instead of living from the concept brain comes up with. And it's okay. It's okay for you to be you. It's okay to be the person that is genuinely coming from their heart. And that's how you're going to create a life that you can truly love, that you can truly value, that you can truly enjoy. Because then you're creating a life that doesn't have all those strings attached to it. You're not manipulating anybody. You're not proving anything. You're not jumping through hoops. We're not asking other people to jump through hoops. You're just being who you truly are. And that's what we're all working towards. And that's how we're going to create this heaven on earth that you've heard about all these years. It's by being genuinely who we are. So let yourself experience, and if you have questions about it, you know, talk to your guides, send me an email, whatever it is that works for you, because this is your life and you are creating it, and you deserve the very best life that you can possibly have. And I want to encourage everyone to go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and schedule your discovery session. This is a free 20-minute session where we will work on whatever issues that you want to work on. This is a way for you to start clearing out that stuff from the past that's been holding you back, that's been keeping you from having the magnificent life that you're truly meant to have. And you are the one that gets to do this. You know, you just go to my website, click on the schedule now, click on discovery session, click on book now. You know, there's a lot of clicking on. And then put your name in, time that you want to have this session. And then we'll do it. And that's it. And I'm not going to try to pressure you, and I'm not going to try to sell you anything, and I'm not going to try to do anything other than assist you in letting go of some of those beliefs that are holding you back. So do it if that's something that feels right to you. You can also go to my website later today and watch a free video that's going to help you in changing the words that you use. Now, we use words that really draw us down, that take our energy away. Like if you say, oh, I'm so tired, that just makes you feel even more tired. Or what if you said something like, I'm recharging. I am refilling myself with the energy of the universe. Doesn't that feel better? So this video is on releasing those old ways of talking about yourself and incorporating the new ways that actually give you energy. So go and watch the video. Sign up for my newsletter and you get a free recording that brings you more self-esteem. So if you want to start loving and valuing yourself and you want to stop being that, oh, I'm so nice person, and start being who you truly are, then sign up for my newsletter and get that free recording and listen to it and accept the infinity healing and allow yourself to change. Because this is all about you. This is about you becoming who you really are. That's why I'm guided to do this. This is how I am being of service to you and to everybody else in the whole world. It's time for us to start to change. It's time for us to let go of who we thought we were and become who we truly are. And so these are just some of the resources that I have available for you that you can use to make changes in your life. And if you have issues with abundance, then there is a free recording on my website under the complimentary monthly call or complimentary infinity healing monthly call, something like that. It's one of the tabs on my website. And if you scroll down to the bottom, there's three different recordings there that you can listen to. It's totally free. The last one was on abundance and money. So if you want to start changing your beliefs about abundance and money, go and listen to that recording and say yes when I tell you to say yes and start accepting the changes, the new energy that is there for you. This is really all about you. And I'm not just doing this because I'm nice. Because frankly, I'm not nice anymore. I'm just me. But I'm doing this because I am guided to do this. I'm doing this because it's time. It's time for all of us to begin to change our lives, to start becoming who we really are, to start living our truth. And so these are just the resources that I was guided to create for you, for each and every one of you. And if you are willing to accept them, then accept them. And if you want to stay stuck in where you are and sit around and be the poor me, then go ahead and stay stuck and be the poor me. That's your choice. No one's going to force you to do anything. I'm certainly not going to. And I'm not going to tell you that my way is the only way, because it's not. And I'm not going to tell you that you have to do anything, because you don't. You are the one making your choices. You are the one creating your existence. Telling you that I have these resources on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and you can go there and utilize them if you want to. And if you don't want to, don't do it. It doesn't make any difference to me. This is about you. This is about what you are creating. This is about what you want to have in your life. So let yourself begin to be alive, to begin to have more, to do more, to feel more, to be more, and to actually create something that you enjoy. Let yourself be the beautiful you that you are meant to be. And if you are in the chat room and you have a question, feel free to type it in, and I will be more than happy to answer your question. This is about you. So don't be that nice little quiet, shy person who never asks and always hopes that someone will help you. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you like the show, and I'm glad that I can't remember what I was going to say. And if you have any questions, go ahead and type them. Because really, this is about you. We really get into these beliefs that no one really has time for us. No one ever really wants to do anything nice for us. No one really cares about us. Those are all those false beliefs that we've been taught or shown throughout our lives, because we get trained and programmed in believing that in order for someone to have time for us, to be there for us, we have to prove that we are good enough for that to happen. And that's not true. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You were born with the right to actually be happy, with the right to be treated with love and respect, and with the right to be, because you are love, and you are loved. And the more you come into that knowing, into that power, the better your life becomes. So don't let anybody else tell you that you really don't deserve it, because that's not true. Okay, they wanted me to get that out. And if you are in the queue, one of the people who has called in, and you have a question, press the number 1, and I will get a little symbol on my switchboard, and I will know that you have a question. Otherwise, you can just sit and listen, because you're not actually required to ask anything. But if you do want to ask something, just press the number 1. Okay, let's see what else I can say today. So I am to give a message, and this is a message that is for everyone who is listening. So you will take what you want from this message, take what resonates with you, and know that it really is for you. Beloved, you have come to a time in your existence when you are questioning more and more of your own life, more and more of the things that happen to you. You want a deeper understanding of your own existence. Do not hesitate to ask these questions. Do not hesitate to really come to understand you. For so long, life has been about what you can do for others. You are taught this from the times that you are born. You come into this life And you are taught that if you are a certain way, then yes, you can have certain things. And if you are not that certain way, then you are not going to get anything. So it's training you to be whatever that certain way was in your family, in your life, in whomever it was that raised you. And now you are an adult. And now you get to decide. And you get to let go of those old beliefs about how you are required to be. They were never true. And you get to stand in your power. You get to be the truth from your heart. You get to see a whole new you. But in order to do this, you have to let go of who you've been. And for some of you, this is scary. You feel like you're losing yourself when actually you're gaining yourself. So don't hesitate to ask. Don't hesitate to utilize the resources that are provided for you. We have so many people who have done so much so that you can start learning who you are. Take advantage of this. Accept the offers that are given to you. Allow your life to change. You don't have to wait until you're a particular age in order for this to happen. You can do it right now. You can do it today. Why not? Why put it off? Why wait? What are you waiting for? So many of you get down on your knees every night and you pray for God to change this or change that in my life. And you are given the resources to do exactly what you ask for. You need to take a step. It's not a matter of God waving a magic wand and making your life different. It's a matter of you recognizing that you have power. You get to take the steps. You get to connect with the people that we show you, the people that we guide you to. You get to read the books that fall off the bookcase right in front of you. You get to listen to the music that suddenly starts playing and you can feel it resonating with your heart. Life doesn't happen to you. It really does happen through you. And you are the one creating everything you experience. And so if you don't like an experience, decide what it is you do want and create it. You are more powerful than you've ever imagined yourself as being. So stop putting off your own life. You don't have to wait till the kids are grown and out of the house and your husband has the perfect career or you have retired or you have the perfect career or you finally bought that dream home or whatever it is that you've been creating that has to happen first. Let all of that go. The time is now. In your power, make your decision. Create your life. Because you do deserve it. And that is what you are here for. That is the purpose of each and every one of you. To create the life that your heart calls out for. That's it. It really is all about you. And in doing that, you are being of service to others. In doing that, you are allowing God to have these incredible experiences that God wants to have. Because God is within you. And everything that you are creating, you're not just creating for you. You are allowing the Creator to experience your creation. And so if you want God to always do the best for you, return the favor and be the best you you can possibly be. And each and every one of you is surrounded by divine beings who are there for you, who are there to assist you, who are there to love you, who are there to guide you. Don't hesitate to talk to us. Don't hesitate to ask for what you desire. And don't hesitate to accept that we bring to you. You are loved. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are so much more. Okay, that's the message they have for all of us. And I hope that that resonates with you. And again, if you have any questions of me, send me an email. You can send it to barbara.healing@gmail.com or barbara.2@gmail.com. You can go on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the contact me, highlight things that are all throughout that website. There's even a page in there with a free book where you can send me a comment if you want to, or ask a question, or whatever it is that you want, that you need, that is going to help you to make your life better. It's going to help you to open up to the truth in you, this heaven on earth. So it's really good for everybody in order for any of us to start making our lives better, because it changes things for everybody, because we really are one. We really are all connected. And this is all about choices. So decide what it is you like. Decide what it is you want and make those choices. They want me to do a little bit of infinity healing about choices. So, would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you cannot make good choices? If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your heart is always guiding you? Your heart is always showing you the best choice. And when you listen to your heart, you can't go wrong. If so, say yes. Take 3 nice deep breaths. Okay, you know, we've done a lot of work today, so treat yourself with loving kindness. And if your body says, oh, well, I just need to take a nap, then listen to it and take your nap. And this is changing the energy in you, changing the vibration in you. So respect and honor that. And again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. And I will be back on Friday. And so you can check in then and ask any questions that you have. Call in and ask them. It's okay. It really is for you. This really is about you. And the more you honor and love yourself, the better your life becomes. So this is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and I'm from DivinelyGuidedHealing.com. And please go to my website and check out the resources. There's so much stuff there. There's free stuff there. There's recordings. There's going to be a video later. And it's a matter of you accepting you and you recognizing that it's your right to change your own life. So I hope everyone has a wonderful, magical week, and I will talk to you again on Friday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.